Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, among the bills that are going through the House of Representatives right now in Harrisburg is a package of legislation that's aimed at helping Pennsylvania farmers. What's going on here?
Well, it's been a very busy week in Harrisburg, and we've moved forward with an agriculture package designed to help Pennsylvania farmers and Pennsylvania agriculture. And included in that package is a bill that I'm sponsoring to create a rapid response readiness account. And the focus of this legislation is to provide for a coordinated, quick response to any emergency situation that the Department of Agriculture might have, whether it's a foodborne illness or some kind of animal health issue in Pennsylvania, whether it's avian influenza or swine flu or something like that. We have to be ready and prepared to respond to those emergencies. So this rapid readiness account, I think, will help a great deal. And that bill is moving forward in the State House, along with the other pieces of legislation that we've been working on. In addition, we had a committee meeting this week in which we moved two additional pieces of legislation forward, one sponsored by my colleague, Representative Owlett from Tioga County, which would provide $5 million for the dairy industry in Pennsylvania that would reauthorize it again for the coming year. We also passed a Senate bill sponsored by Senator Cormann that would create a commission to look specifically at the dairy industry in Pennsylvania and make recommendations of things we can do to help the dairy industry. So we're very focused on helping Pennsylvania farmers.
And speaking of dairy farmers, I understand your committee is going to be hearing from some Pennsylvania congressmen about federal involvement with the milk program for Pennsylvania schools.
Well, our Agriculture and Rural Affairs Committee is going to hold an informational meeting with Congressman Glenn Thompson and newly elected Congressman Fred Keller to discuss federal legislation to increase milk options in schools across the country. U.S. House Resolution 832 would allow flavored and unflavored whole milk to be offered in school cafeterias. In the past, the federal government had barred schools from offering whole milk. I think it's important for us to be offering whole milk to students in our school cafeterias. And we're looking forward to the informational meeting with both congressmen. In addition, we'll be considering House Resolution 222 that urges the U.S. Department of Agriculture to enforce the standard identity of milk in response to plant-based products being marketed inaccurately as milk. You can't milk an almond. You can't milk a plant. Milk is milk, and the USDA should enforce that rule to make sure something being marketed as milk is actually milk. And House Resolution 402 officially voices support for Congressman Thompson's legislation that we previously discussed. So this meeting will be held on Tuesday of the coming week. It begins at 9 a.m. And following that, the Pennsylvania Dairymen's Association is holding a rally in the main rotunda. Both of these events will be streamed live at my website, repcauser.com.
Also, there's an important change that's just been announced for a program that many Pennsylvania senior citizens use, and it has to do with deadlines. What's going on here?
Well, this is the property tax rent rebate program. It's a very important program that helps older adults and Pennsylvanians with disabilities get a rebate back on rent that they've paid or on property taxes that they've paid in the previous year. And the deadline is usually the end of June, but the Department of Revenue recently announced that the deadline has been extended until December 31st to apply for the 2018 rebate. So this is an opportunity for folks who have not filled out an application yet to get one in. There's no need to pay anyone to complete an application for you. The applications are available at my office, and my staff is ready and willing to complete an application free of charge.
And of course, it's still springtime, but I understand the Pennsylvania Game Commission is gearing up for the coming hunting season. What's going on here?
Hunting licenses for the 2019-20 hunting season go on sale this Monday, June 17th, across the Commonwealth. This year, licensed buyers will receive a complimentary copy of the 2019-20 Pennsylvania Hunting and Trapping Digest. This is something that the Game Commission the last few years has been charging for, but now they're saying they're going to give one complimentary copy to each license holder, which I think is the right thing to do. You want people to follow the rules, so you should actually give them a copy of the rules, or you can download a copy at www.pgc.pa.gov.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your State Representative, Martin Causer.